بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تعليمه صلى الله عليه وسلم علي وفاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنهما ذكري يقولانه بعد الصلاة وقبل النوم وأخرج أحمد عن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما زوجه فاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها بعث معها بخميلة ووسادة من أدم حشوها ليف ورحيين وسقاء وجرتين فقال علي رضي الله تعالى عنه لفاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها ذات يوم والله لقد سنوت حتى اشتكيت صدري وقد جاء الله أباك بسبي فاذهبي فاستخدميه فقالت أنا والله لقد طحنت حتى مجلت يداها فأتت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ما جاء بك أي بنية قالت جئت لأسلم عليك واستحيت أن تسأله ورجعت فقال علي ما فعلت قالت استحييت أن أسأله فأتيا جميع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال علي يا رسول الله لقد سنوت حتى اشتكيت صدري وقالت فاطمة قد طحنت حتى مجلت يداي وقد جاءك الله بالسبي وسعة فاخدمنا فقال والله لا أؤتيكم وأدعو أهل الصفة تطوي بطونهم من الجوع لا أجد ما أنفق عليهم ولكن أبيعهم وأنفق عليهم أثمانهم فرجع فأتاهما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد دخلا في قطيفتهما إذا غطت رؤوسهما تكشفت أقدامهما وإذا غطت أقدامهما تكشفت رؤوسهما فسارا فقال مكانكما ثم قال ألا أخبركما بخير مما سألتماني قال بلى قال كلمات علمنيهن جبرائيل فقال تسبحان الله في دبر كل صلاة عشرا وتحمدان عشرا وتكبران عشرا فإذا أويتما إلى فراشكما فسبح ثلاث وثلاثين واحمد ثلاث وثلاثين وكبر أربعا وثلاثين قال علي كرم الله وجهه فوالله ما تركتهن منذ سمعتهن من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فقال له ابن القواء ولا ليلة صفين فقال قاتلهم الله قاتلكم الله يا أهل العراق ولا ليلة صفين قال المنذري في الترغيب رواه أحمد واللفظ له ورواه البخاري ومسلم وأبو داود والترمذي. This particular incident is from the third volume in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha two zikrs that they can read after salah as well as a zikr that they should read before going to sleep. Ali radiallahu anhu mentions, the translation going forth now, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha married to me, then he sent with her a blanket and a leather pillow filled with the palm leaves or offcut of the date palm tree. He gave one pillow like that, as well as he gave a water bag and he gave two stones for grinding and two earthen jugs. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu told Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha that when I am drawing the water, it is causing pain to my chest. And Fatima, at the moment by your father, some prisoners have come. Why don't you go make mutalaba? Why don't you go ask that we can get some servant to help out in the task? Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha replies, Wallahi, when I am using the grinding stone, then this grinding stone is causing calluses upon my hand. So she goes to the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asks her, my beloved daughter, what brings you here? Then she says, I just came to make salam to you. And this was out of her shyness, her modesty, that she did not present what was the actual reason she had come for. And she went back. Ali radiallahu anhu now meeting Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ma faalti, what happened, Fatima? So she says, I was embarrassed, I was shy to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then two of them, now together, they go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ali radiallahu anhu says, Oh, Nabi of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I am drawing the water, taking out the water, it's causing pain in my chest. And Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions that when I am grinding with the stones, it is causing calluses upon my hands. And we find verily that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made arrangement that you have got some prisoners and you've got some wealth. Why you don't give us one of that in our service as a servant? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Wallahi, I cannot give you these particular prisoners, or I cannot give you a khadim, whilst the bellies of the people of Sufa, Ashabu Sufa, have caved in out of extreme hunger, and I don't have anything to feed them. So my idea here is to sell these particular slaves, these prisoners, and with the wealth that I get from that, I will spend upon them. So this couple, Faraja'a, they both go back home. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to them at that time when they had already retired to bed, and the bedding, or rather the cover, the blanket that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha were using was of this nature, إِذَا غُطَّتُ رُؤُوسُهُمَا تَكَشَّفَتْ أَقْدَامُهُمَا, that when they took the blanket to cover the head, the feet is exposed, and when they took it to cover the feet, it wasn't sufficient, the head is getting exposed. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes there, and out of extreme respect, they jump up. Allah's Rasul is here. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, Makanakuma, you remain calm, just stay where you are. And should I tell you something, O Ali and Fatima, better than what you had asked me for in the morning, better than what you had asked from me before? So they said with great eagerness, yes, yes, Pala. So he said, these are the words that I have learned from Jibreel Amin, that you should recite after Salah 10 times Subhanallah wa tahmadani asharan, and then say Alhamdulillah 10 times and Allahu Akbar 10 times. And when you go to bed, then recite 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, Ali karramallahu wajhahu says, Wallahi, by the Qasam of Allah, Ma taraktuhunna munzu sami'tuhunna. Min Rasulullah. So I never ever left this out and missed it, so to say in our language, from the time that I heard it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, in that particular time, Ibn al-Qawwa, one person, he asked him that, "Oh Ali, you saying you never ever miss this? Wala laylata sifina, that even on the night of Siffin." Now Siffin is a battle in which the conditions in any battle won't be something that is so easy, so volatile. There's danger at any time, the conditions are not right. It's a perfect recipe for someone to leave out something, especially something that is not even incumbent. But Ali radhiyallahu anhu says, "May the people be killed of Iraq. I didn't even leave this out on the night of Siffin as well." My dear respected friends, beloved elders and brothers, there's many points that can be extracted from here, but in sequence of where this particular incident has come is where Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah is putting the 6 points. So Iman, then Salat, and Ilm and Zikr came. And after that it's going to continue. So what can be understood from this is, one is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned the attention to whoever came to him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that is lacking in myself, that upon every challenge and test, halat and condition, we should turn our attention and our people who are around us, especially our family, we turn their attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one point. Another point that comes to the fore is that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhu were not people who were well off. We heard the story of the blanket or the cover that they had. Now such people were in need themselves. In some other place we know how they had fasted and given whatever they were eating for iftar to the prisoner, to the orphan, to other person. So they were not in any condition that was prosperous or well off. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing us a great lesson. Remember, Ali is from him also. He's his family. And Fatima, of course, is the daughter. And his own family, he's sacrificing them and saying, "I got the people of Sufa who haven't eaten. These people are in need also." So another lesson that comes, to give preference to other people over ourselves as much as we can manage. Actually, this particular incident, we are trying to look for the full incident, but it came within an incident. That is Sayyidina Ali radhiyallahu anhu's concluding words about Siffin. That is the actual reason why I selected this. And this is for understanding what we call istiqamat. What is istiqamat? Constancy. To be paband, to be consistent, to be at it all the time. Last week, my colleague Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Damat Barakatu Mufti Bilal Sahab from Maritzburg, touched on the importance of Quran Sharif Tilawat. Also, part and parcel, which it is in Hayatul Sahaba, if you page down here, Quran Sharif Tilawat is going to come now. It is there. That our Zikrullah is part and parcel of Tabligh. My dear friends, this istiqamat upon ilm, seeking knowledge, this istiqamat upon zikrullah, that means Quran Sharif Tilawat, tasbihat, masnoon du'as, as well as making du'a categorically, this has been part of the 6 points all along and it will continue to be. That is why Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Sahab, Damat Barakatum, our respected elder, is emphasizing upon emphasis over and over again, that as much as it's important to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's also something in this effort called ilm and zikr. Now, dear friends, this is Hayatul Sahaba, stories from the life of Sahaba. But to understand the flavor of Sahaba, we will always repair and refer to our akabirin, so to say, on a figurative basis, Sahaba were going, and that understanding that was possessed in Sahaba, they left it, so to say, with our Akabirin. The Akabirin, Sahaba were going, and from that entire Jamaat, I'm talking of the understanding, our Akabirin are not Sahaba, but that understanding and flavor which was found in them, to some fraction, that flavor is found in our Akabirin. So to go through that, a little bit of incident, how they had istiqamat. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi, was approached by a murid, and he was told that, Hazrat, I want to break up our relationship and I want to continue because I haven't seen you perform any miracles. So he replies to him that in these 20 years that you stayed with me, did you see me missing one sunnah? Leave the farz. Did you see me missing one sunnah? He says that I haven't seen you miss even one sunnah. Upon that he said, Al-istiqama fawqi alfi karama. Al-istiqamatu khayru min alfi karama. That istiqamat and constancy is better than 1,000 miracles. Thereafter, with regards to istiqamat, Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Sahab Damat Barakatum, for those of us that are familiar with his talks, he always starts off with one of the verses from the 24th juz, concluding part of the para. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhimul malaikatu. No time for tafsir. But ulama kiram explained in reference to Anwarul Bayan, other places also, they mention that this summa istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika. That person who took Allah as his Rabb then was constant, was paaband. Malaika descend for him. And then the entire tafsir, they will help him in this world to remember Allah. At the time of death to remember Allah. In the qabr to remember Allah. And that moment when people will be running helter-skelter, Allah will send madad for him. Is based, what is the catalyst? Istiqamat. So this istiqamat, my dear brothers, is so important that in this effort, we cannot afford to miss our tasbihat. Sayyidina Ali radhiyallahu anhu says that I did not miss it out in Siffin also. What was the condition? So Maulana Umar Sahab Palampuri rahmatullah Ali, he would say that in this work of Dawat, we've got such a busy program, because once you start mulaqat, gush, and takaza upon takaza, and then by suddenly the night comes. Sometimes 8 hours can go away. These mulaqats and gush and takazas. Now the person is finished. So he says, finish all your work in the morning. Whatever tasbihat, tilawat, tahajjud, everything you got, finish this up in the morning. Then whatever comes after that, alhamdulillah, Allah, Allah, khair, sallah, is just as a bonus. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Lad Sahab Damat Barakatum explains, we've heard it in few times in his talk, that when a person has istiqamat and he has appointed a place or appointed a time for his ibadat, that means I will finish my tasbihat. Like how I cannot miss my tea, I cannot miss certain habits, paan for example, then I cannot miss my tasbihat. Maulana Ahmad Lad Sahab explains, Damat Barakatum, that look, Allah Ta'ala will send an angel to receive that particular amals. Why? That person is consistent, the person is diligent, the person is always applying himself and is completing his amals. Last but not least, there's so many other examples. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Tanvi Sahab, Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah Ali Rahmatan Wasiya, to understand istiqamat, once his ustad, some say Maulana Yaqub Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, some say Shaykhul Hind, nonetheless, whoever came to visit him. Now we know when an ustad or an elder comes to visit, then you drop everything. There's no other program. It's only him and only him, because we are shagird. We fall to the feet of our elders. But on that occasion, Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali, with great amount of respect, mentioned, Hazrat, I've got some important thing to do. Can I just go and attend to that? So what do you have to do, Ashraf? Say, I'm writing a kitab. Now if you understand the demographics of it, ustad is here, you got something to do, and now you're telling him you're writing a kitab. But now listen to the crunch part of the incident. Hazrat goes, it's now 21:41. So in our understanding, he came back by 21:42, like 30 seconds time. So Hazrat asked him, that what did you do? You say you're going to write a kitab now. You came back in less than a minute. Say, Hazrat, mere maamool mein khalal ne aana chahiye. That I cannot take it that in my program that there must be something that misses that istiqamat. So I went to the book that I'm writing. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali had penned down more than 1,000 or about 1,000 kitabs, and some of these kitabs were voluminous. Not to say one. Some got 30 volumes in it. And he just goes and puts one word and comes back to his ustad to hand himself over to his khidmat. So these were the, examples from our luminaries of Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali, etc., Hazrat Mujaddid Millat, that has this istiqamat. I can remember in our days in Junction, Bhai Rahmatullah Ali was to ask, that did you finish your Surah Kahf today? Last night, did you finish Surah Dukhan? Did we finish our Tasbihat today? Did we finish 1,000 Durood today? Some of these questions Bhai Rahmatullah Ali used to ask. Obviously, I can't ask these questions. You all are my seniors. But this question we can ask ourselves. What is the level of my istiqamat with my Tasbihat? So let us take this thing. Fikro ku barhana. What fikr, my dear brothers? About my akhirat. That when we come in the Shab Guzari to go back with something. And what is that, my dear brothers? To go back with the 6 points, not just in memory and for bayan purposes, lekin to bring this points of 6 points in its true shan, I must be the 6 points. All will do this, inshallah. And for some reason, my dear brothers, sometimes there's an exception to the rule, somebody missed out. So I asked one of our seniors, in reference to the verses in Surah Furqan, concluding verses, if for some time there's an exception to the rule, not the rule, somebody missed out his amals, then at least till next day zuhar time, then try and finish that thing. But it should not be a day goes in my life that my tasbihat, my tilawat, my zikrullah, all these things are missed out, but that we'll finish it. Inshallah, before dua, there are some very, very important announcements. Tawajjuh farmao, bhai sir. One is, remain seated, brothers. Insha'Allah, tomorrow at 1:30 1:30 p.m. till about 3 p.m. in Masjid-e-Hilal, there'll be important fikr on the Masturat effort. This, my dear brothers, is not just a gathering, but it is a mashura, that how this important part of our effort can be given its due attention. So Sati sat and thought about it, and again on Thursday morning, and my dear brothers, we're coming together that how we can give some input to the muzakara, and we can also benefit and take something back. Remember, there are more of our mothers and sisters than us, and more children than the ladies in this ummat. If they get the fikr, our deen is secured in the house, and our children's future is also secured. So how we can uplift this effort and learn, my dear brothers, those satis who have been informed too, as well as those that haven't been informed, tomorrow 1:30, my dear brothers, come with to Masjid-e-Hilal. We'll do this, inshallah. Thereafter, 18th to the 20th, is the Transvaal Johannesburg Ijtima, Gauteng Ijtima. Now, every year, alhamdulillah, from Durban, they support us, we support them. So on the 8th, 9th, and 10th, these have been earmarked. 7th, 8th, 9th, we're sending 3 days Jamaat to go and make fikr. Three days Jamaat in February. March will be Ramadan. So if you can go and choose one place, inshallah, then they will give us the venues, whether Binoni, whether Mayfair, etc., etc. But from now, we take it back to our masjid. Remember, 1 year, my dear brothers, we took 900 brothers. Last year, it was 300 less. So all will make fikr on this, inshallah. Their ishtima is our ishtima. And if we support that ishtima, whoever will come there, get hidayat, whatever good will come out, will come in our account. Then, my dear brothers, after the SA Mashura weekend, on the 23rd of February, here in Masjid-e-Hilal is our provincial KZN fikr, which is starting at 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock. We need, my dear brothers, to make all out effort, that this is an important fikr that will give us the pulse of our country, because it's a fikr that's taking place after the SA Mashura, and it's an important fikr for KZN before Ramadan. So in this particular gathering, my dear brothers, we want all the satis that are here as well as each person that is here to fill up a car and bring it, whether you have a vehicle or not, but make fikr that I will bring one vehicle. Say inshallah, 6 a.m. sharp. Then my dear brothers, mashallah, we have some foreign jamaats, local jamaats moving in our area. Continue to make nusrat of these jamaats. At the same time, on the 2nd of February, in Musalla Al-Ikhlas, that is Henry Road, there will be a Hajj program for those Saatis that are going out for Hajj. It's not a normal Hajj program that is for everyone to come and learn how to go Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. This is how to make effort there. So those workers that are going out, have already been accredited and they're going for Hajj, my dear brothers, they should come to Henry Road by 2 o'clock. Ladies will be on the upper floor and men will be in the Musalla. That is 2nd of February. And those that are going for Umrah in this period, how to make effort there, my dear brothers? The beauty of the effort that is made in the Haramain Sharifain is something else. Also, a few normal announcements that we make every week, that we're going down to eat, wash our hands, read the dua, make ikram of each other, and don't waste, my dear brothers. Each hamat we want to eat, but whatever falls on the dastarkhan, it is there to protect the food. Let us eat that, and we clean up the place after we are done. At the same time, in our masjid, without bedding, nobody should be sleeping. This masjid is an amanat, it is a place that is sacred. So if our home is near, let us go bring our bedding. Nobody should be sleeping on the carpet without something under them. Mota, chadar, bicha ke sona. We should hear this in the markaz. And if our house is far, then next week make a azam, inshallah, and firm determination that I will come with my bedding, inshallah. Last but not least, my dear brothers, tahajjud will end at 3:47. So all of us try and sleep early, sleep with wudu, read our du'as, and we did 33, 33, 34, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And inshallah we'll benefit from coming to the Shab Guzari. This is not Shab Bedari, Shab Guzari. It's not Shab just to pass it. This is Shab Bedari, to wake us up. So our elders say, Jo jagat, wo pawat. Jo sawat, wo kawat. The one that is stay awake, the one that wakes up, inshallah, he'll benefit tremendously and he will reap. And the one that will sleep, he will weep. Allah pak give us tawfiq. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ila ala alameen, give us a tawfiq to always turn our attention towards you. Ya Bari ta'ala, give us a tawfiq to give other people preference over ourselves. Oh my beloved Allah, give us istiqamat in our da'wat amals. Dawat, talim, ta'allum, zikr, ibadat, and khidmat. Give us istiqamat in our 5 amals and istiqamat in striving salana, mahana, haftawari, rozana. O Allah, bless us with the quality of istiqamat in our tilawat, in our tasbihat, ya Allah, in our nawafil, and day by day give us taraqqi. O Allah, all these umur that have been announced, ya Allah, you bless it and let it reach its end and let it be realized with afiyat. Ya Allah, all those that have come to take something, send us with our hearts full with fikr and to make more fikr in our masjid. Ya Allah, hamare tuti puti dua ko kabul farma. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayri khalki kullihimi wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.